my name is Katie Conlon. I'm from Fermanagh in Northern Ireland, and I've been show jumping since I was about 6 years old.
And can you remember your first pony?
Well, my first pony was called Nogi. He was an absolute little devil, and if you're off the lead rein, he would buck you off straight away. But on the lead rein, he was an angel. I won every show in class. It was so funny.
And what was your first big win, Katie, would you say, on ponies?
Well, to be honest, my ponies didn't really kick off until about 14 toes, because my family was just kind of getting used to it as I was going on. But my first big result in 12 toes was probably, I was 7th in the National Pony League, 80 centimetres, and I thought I'd won the lottery. I won 70 euro. That was brilliant.
And how did your career progress then into horses?
I always wanted to do horses. A couple of my friends and stuff from ponies, I remember, leveled off after ponies and then focused on different things. But horses was always in my plan. I got a horse called Bally Kingdom Clover, and she's a little chestnut mare, and she's an absolute weapon. She's so fiery and so full of jump. My brother jumped her on the Children Horses European team last year. So she's only 15-1. She could be a pony. There's probably ponies that are bigger than her. But she's just, her heart and everything was amazing, and she just made everything easy for me. She took me around my first 135 spring tour, the first year I had ponies, and it wasn't the prettiest, but I got round. And then we started jumping clear then at that, and it just started from there. I got then Cruiser Interpreter in March off James Hogg, who would have trained me a lot. And he is a type of horse that is so, he's awkward, but once you figure him out, he'll jump the world for you. I won two of the 125, 130 qualifiers that year on him. And I'd never qualified for Dublin outright before. I got my 14-2 into Dublin on a reserve spot. So I qualified in Barnadine, and I was first to go the whole three rounds, and there's 18 into the third round. And I remember that was the most stressful half an hour of my life. And then when it was, there's four left, so I knew I qualified, my dad just started to cry. And then it was like, oh God, I could actually win this thing. And then it was one of the best days ever. So
tell me about Ping Ball now, that smashing horse that you have.
Ping Ball's brilliant. I got Ping off Jonathan Smith in January 2019. And he's done so much for me. I never expected to get to the places that I've got to him with him. So my last big placing with him, I was 4th in the 150 Premier in Mullingar, and I just couldn't believe it. It was brilliant. He's done so much for me. We went away on 3 Junior Nations Cups last year, and we were finding our feet kind of in the first two. James Kernan was very good to bring me, and then after I got the Mill Street Grand Prix, I was 10th last year, which was amazing. I never expected that. I didn't even expect to qualify. And then in September, we went to the World Youth Finals in Centaur, and we were the only Irish to jump double clear in the Nations Cup. And I think there was 3 that jumped double clear out of the class. So I was really happy, and Ireland finished 2nd in the Challenge Cup there, which was brilliant.
And you have a new horse now, which I'm quite interested to hear about. Tell me a bit about her.
Yeah, I have a new horse. She's 5. She's by OBOS Quality, and we call her Lola. Her show name is Cove Bullet. She was bred by Thomas Hearn, and she's lovely. She hasn't done that much, but her attitude and her willingness is just brilliant, and the shape she makes over the fence is really, really promising. So it's going to be very exciting. I haven't had the opportunity to produce a young horse for a while, so I'm excited to get my teeth into her.
And tell me about your plans now, about to say that you're going to start college, because that's very important as well, Katie.
Yeah, so I'm going to start college next week. So I am doing politics, philosophy and economics in Queen's. So it's going to be a challenge to try and fit everything in, but it's only in Belfast, so it's an hour and a half down the road. So hopefully my family can help me keep my horses ticking along. And due to COVID, a lot of it is still going to be online. So I think my family are going to see me a wee bit more than they're expecting to. So.
And Katie, who trains you? Is there anybody in particular? Or
over the past couple of years, I did a lot of work with James Hogg. He was brilliant. He really, really put me on the map and gave me a lot of confidence. And Dennis Flanley has worked with me since I was about 13, kind of as much as we can, because Dennis is very busy. But we're doing a lot of work with Dennis at the moment, and he is absolutely brilliant. And also, I've been going to Rafael Suarez in Portmore. I find it really interesting because Raf builds all the courses that, you know, he's talking and he's saying to me, I build this triple combination because it's going to catch you on this fence and the horse is going to be drawn into this, or it's going to run after this. And then it really makes it more technical than just getting the horse to the fence, that you walk the course. And now I'd be walking the course, I'd be thinking, that's why the water tray is put behind the fence instead of in front of the fence, or that's why the triple bar is short, there's a distance short after it or something. I find it really interesting.
And I suppose then, in terms of the rest of the year, will you continue doing following the Autumn Grand Prix, which is starting up, or what are your plans show jumping wise?
So my plan is at the moment, we're going to follow the Autumn 135, 140 league. We'll go from there. I really love Eglinton as a show. I had a really good results there last year. I love the atmosphere, and I think with just the one arena, it just is a really sense of community. The whole of Derry comes in, and it's one of my favourite shows ever. But hopefully it's still going ahead, but it'll be different this year, obviously, because of everything. But we're going to follow that league to as much as we can.